Lisa Hobbs, Lisa HOBBS, Lisa HOBBS, 4960, 4960. Today's 4/21/23. Chief complaint: chest pain. Number one, shortness of breath. Number two, lightheadedness. Number three, I just want to lay down and go to sleep. Number four, abnormal EKG. Number five, bradycardia. Number six, dizziness. Number seven, tiredness. Number eight. Our patient is a 62-year-old woman who works in an office type setting as an executive. She took a water pill yesterday because she wanted to get some fluid that was in her legs. Shortly after that, she felt very dizzy. She felt she had headaches. She felt like she was tired. She did not know the water pill, the name, or the dose of the medication. Then she had chest pain. She slept it off, came in here today for evaluation. Her vitals are stable, but her EKG is abnormal, and she continues to have pain and chest pain off and on with shortness of breath and dizziness. After much discussion with the patient, it was decided to send patient to the emergency room for further workup. Medical problems: she has lupus, history of fibromyalgia in the past. Medication: Otezla, Protonix. Social: no smoking, no drinking. She's an executive. Allergy: penicillin, codeine, surgery, hysterectomy, and bariatric surgery. She's lost about 40 pounds. COVID immunization is up to date. Family history: non-contributory. Review of system as above. Maintenance exam: colonoscopy scheduled for July. Mammogram: 7th of this year. No, July. Mammogram is up to date. Lab 4 months ago. She's alert. She's awake. She's in no distress, but severely tired. Appears anemic and pale. 139 pounds. Weight loss, as was discussed, 97%, 97.7, 16, 59, 146 over 75. Heart palpitations of two lungs declare. Abdomen soft. Next week, every disease shows no rash. Lower extremity shows no edema. Assessment: number one, bradycardia. Number two, chest pain with bradycardia. Number three, severe fatigue. Number four, edema yesterday. Number five, weakness. Next number is dizziness, severe. Next number is headache. Next number is disorientation. Next number is given all symptoms combined. Patient would benefit from blood work, chemistry, CBK, troponin, repeat EKG, chest x-ray, CT of the head, and possible CT of the chest to rule out PE. Because of this reason, patient was sent to the emergency room for further evaluation. Patient agrees to go to Texas Emergency. I gave her a note to take with her to the emergency, as well as a copy of her EKG today. Thank you.